get two more because she bought two racks of St. Louis cut ribs.
Yeah.
She's like, who else are we feeding? I was like, maybe Trevor. But I figured I'd take some over as a side dish to my sisters.
Yeah. That's actually not a bad idea.
Right? Best side dish ever.
Yeah. The best side dish is just another main course.
Right.
It's science.
Exactly. Which is why Honest Abe sells shots of bacon.
Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of Honest Abe's, took Connor there for the first time yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it was the best burger I've ever had.
Yeah. It's dude, food in Lincoln is somehow like next level. I don't know why we can't get any good food up here. But that Honest Abe's place, there's this pizza joint down there called Paisano's that has the best fucking pizza I've ever had.
Is it deep dish or regular?
It's regular pizza. Oh, yeah.
I'd try that. Where is it?
It's in Lincoln.
Oh, I mean, is it like 27th, 84th?
Somewhere 70th? In Lincoln.
You are fucking terrible.
I don't drive down there because I don't understand Lincoln.
It's not hard to navigate, really. It's like Omaha, but smaller.
And there's no interstate to just go. The directions
are their interstate system in their town is way worse than ours, which is already bad.
Yeah. They're
like, we get a ring around half of our city. They get a ring around a quarter of their city.
It just goes around the top.
I know. So
the problem with there is none of the directions involve hop on the interstate and get off at. So I never know where I'm at down there because like everything looks the same. Everything is just weird neighborhoods that are flat and there are no trees and everything is flat. It all looks the same. And it all looks like it was built in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird city that I cannot navigate for shit.
I like it, though.
Yeah, the food is great.
Food is great. Best jerky on earth.
I guess they just opened a new burger joint that used to be a food truck that April really liked. And so I'm going to go to that and check that out with her next time I'm down there.
Yeah. It's probably not as good as Honest Abe's.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's so much flavor going on in those burgers.
They are so good.
Yesterday, I had one.
What do you need, buddy?
Waiting for the rest of the ingredients that Colin is going to buy.
Oh, all right.
You're going to be waiting for a while.
Yeah.
So,
you know how to use a PlayStation 4. Feel free to watch TV, but keep it turned down because we're recording. Yep.
I don't remember what the burger was called that I had last night, but it had a sweet onion jam.
Ooh.
A horseradish mayo.
Yeah.
Blue cheese crumbles.
Yeah. I don't like blue cheese.
I don't mind it. I'm on its own. I could leave it, but
not a fan.
It was fucking delicious.
I would leave the blue cheese off. Other than that, I was on board. But something about blue cheese, it overpowers anything else to me, and just
it didn't do that with this.
People say that, but it's like beer. People are like, well, you can't even taste the beer part of this beer.
It's like cilantro to me.
Yeah, well,
maybe that's one of those things.
Yeah, I don't know. Anytime I eat something with blue cheese, I'm like, I'm tasting everything else. Oh, and then there's this little packet of what tastes like if you're eating moldy bread or something, and you just bite into rot.
Basically what it is. It's weird that we eat moldy cheese.
Well, I mean, isn't cheese literally just mold?
No.
Kind of?
I mean,
it is.
Blue cheese is mold. Yeah, it's literally molded.
It's disgusting, is my point.
I mean, it's whatever.
The moral of this story is blue cheese is gross.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to love it. Doria hates it, too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. Apparently with
a passion, because I brought it up last night, and she got really angry about me eating a blue cheese on a burger. I'm like, whoa.
That's funny.
And, yeah.
She's right.
How do you feel about feta cheese?
I don't know. I'd have to try it. I'm sure I've had it, but
Greek restaurants is what they put on.
I don't go to a lot of Greek restaurants except for, I guess I got gyros.
It's got a similar, like.
Are they on gyros?
Tanginess? Not typically. Good gyros, yes.
Oh. Well, I've never had good gyros.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, El Basha definitely doesn't put feta on their gyros.
I've only had gyros at El Basha and King Kong. Actually, El Basha's
gyros are pretty good.
Sometimes.
When they're good, right.
They're either really good or they're dry and garbage.
Yeah. I stopped getting their gyros. I just get their chicken shawarma now.
I just get their beef shawarma.
Yeah. Have you had the chicken shawarma?
No.
Try it.
I will.
It's fucking good because they use a different sauce. They use this garlic sauce.
Yeah.
amazing.
All right.
And you smell like garlic for the rest of the day, and it's great.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
All right, hold on for a second. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
That was our cold open.
I had to get that out. It's going to drive me fucking nuts if I didn't say it.
Let's see.
No, I got to start, Colin.
What are you going to start with?
Colin, I bought Shenmue 3.
God damn it. I want to get it.
20 years, Colin.
I don't want to get it on the fucking PC, though, for some reason.
Then buy a PlayStation 4. They're probably going to be cheap as shit on Black Friday because the PS5 comes out next year.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look into that. Fuck.
Colin.
What?
For 20 years, I've been needing to avenge the death of my father.
Yep. You gotta find Londi.
In the pinnacle of video games that is Shenmue. Mm-hmm. The benchmark that all other games strive to be.
I don't know if people think we're joking or serious when we talk about that.
I'm both. Because...
Well, look, tank controls were garbage.
They fixed the tank controls,
I'm so
Colin.
Glad. I wish they would have done that for the remasters.
That's the only thing they changed at all.
That's fine.
It controls like a real game. It has a camera control on the right stick and just like 3D controls on the left stick. Other than that, here's what I've done so far. I've took a few steps. The screen faded out and loaded an awkward conversation between me and... It's the same voice actor who sounds exactly the same as he did 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. voice acting in that game was not great.
It's still exactly the same.
Beautiful.
The environments look beautiful. Yeah. The character models look almost exactly the same. Just a hair above awful.
That's awesome.
It's perfect.
That's actually pretty cool.
I spent like...
I'm really glad they fixed the fucking controls.
I spent an hour opening drawers in my bedroom when I first started playing it.
Why would you do anything
nothing
else?
In any of them.
Good.
But you could open every single one.
That's awesome.
And then I've been walking around the town going, excuse me, I'm looking for some thugs. Have you seen any? I love it.
Do you know where I can find any sailors?
I'm looking for thugs, not sailors.
I know.
But other than that...
made me think of the Mega 64 skit.
Excuse me. Do you know anything about some thugs? I'm looking for some thugs. Have you seen any? A guy asked me if I wanted to play Lucky Hit.
How about try Lucky Hit?
But it's that game with all the stilted weird loads. Like, you walk into the house and you go to the little step up and it loads a cutscene of you taking your shoes off. And every time you go up and down...
Are you back
in
Dobuida?
No.
Oh, you're in...
But you're staying in Shenhua's house, the girl you met at the very end of Shenmue 2. It's so good. It's so... I don't... Nobody will like this game. Except for people who really, really wanted it.
Yeah.
And
who gives a fuck?
And all
it's not meant for anybody else at all.
And it's exactly what I wanted this game to be. It feels so. It doesn't have any stilted like, whoa, this is not. This is too different from the like.
Yeah,
I was playing this story.
You
what
know
is
what's
this
funny?
Shit?
I saw a.
You could play this game right next to the other two and think it came out 20 years ago when it should have come out.
What was the? What's one of the Polygon? I think somebody wrote a fucking. Article on Polygon about it, how it didn't change anything enough. There's nothing revolutionary in this one. There's not supposed to be, you
thank
dipshits.
Christ.
It's meant to fucking finish a story.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And not have tank controls.
Yeah. It doesn't have tank controls.
I'm so happy
it controls
about
well.
That. Because, man, trying to replay Shenmue 1 was kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yes, it is.
Like
the controls are actively bad.
Like, I was enjoying... everything but that.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of that fucking game.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, though? Then you go into the fucking, like, when you go to fight, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they just use those controls?
I don't know.
Like, they're not great, but they're better.
The only thing this game doesn't do that bothers me is when you buy a little capsule toy out of the capsule machine, you can't twist your hand back and forth to look at it.
Dumb.
It just holds it. I'm like, well,
that's a
come on, guys. Well,
looks like I'm not buying that game.
Oh, and you have to eat now.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's the big advancement. Instead of just eating for no particular reason, you have like your health ticks down throughout the day as you get hungry.
Oh,
so you have to constantly be eating.
It's kind of annoying, actually.
It's not actually that big a deal.
Oh, okay.
You just buy a bunch of fermented garlic, and it fills you right back up.
Oh, great. Dio's just eating fucking
fermented garlic. Yeah, all day long.
Hey, can you do my funny thugs?
Get it right up in people's faces. Maybe that's why they're all so fucking bitter at me, because everybody's an asshole in this little village.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure it out. It's because I stink like this garlic. Fucking
asshole that won't stop eating garlic.
There's the way I've been making money so far is chopping wood,
mm-hmm.
and it's just as bad of a wood chopping minigame as you'd expect from Shenmue. So he puts the wood down in the log and then twists back and forth with the axe. And you have to hit the button.
Why?
When the axe is directed. And then clunk.
Why would it be that way?
Because it's Shenmue. Why would it be any other way? It's perfect, man. I'm telling you. Oh, it's so stupid. Just standing there twisting back and forth. And if you miss, he goes, and the guy watching you goes, "Aya," and then if you hit it, he goes, "Great!"
Oh my god, I need this game.
It's perfect, dude. I spent $60 on it, and I would have spent more. I don't even care.
Okay, the reason I don't want it on PC, there's no fucking physical copy. It's only digital.
Oh yeah, that would be bad.
That's stupid.
Yeah. The good thing about a PS4 is they have those remasters on PS4, so I have them all on PlayStation 4 disc, I guess. But I mean, they still play like Shenmue.
Well, I have mine on for the Xbox One.
Oh, did those come out on Xbox One? Maybe it's a timed exclusive then. Maybe Probably. It'll come out on Xbox One eventually.
I mean, because Sony was like a big fucking backer of it. Oh, so yeah. I can see why they're gonna be like, "Whoa."
I love Sony for doing things like making Shenmue 3 happen.
I do too. I mean, I don't love them, but like
they make so many weird fucking games that are never gonna make any money. And I like Last Guardian, which was the third fucking Eco game.
Yeah,
like. They paid to have that game made for a decade, and like nobody bought it. It right. wasn't a great game, but it was beautiful and it was art. And I'm so fucking glad that they do that kind of shit. Sure. Like as much as I shit on David Cage games, they keep spending like AAA budgets to make these beautiful fucking train wreck of games.
People buy them though. So
I can't imagine enough people to justify the expense. 'Cause they are like,
I mean, there's got to be a return on their investment. Otherwise, they just fucking stop.
I mean, I was maybe,
when we're talking that kind of money, because
like
definite.
The gameplay isn't great and the storytelling is dog shit, but the motion capture and the fucking facial capture they get into these games is like all cutting edge technology.
Yeah.
It's insane the money they put into David Cage games for shit that like a fraction of anybody would be even slightly interested in.
God.
And I love them for it.
I don't know. I really wish that there's. I think about that kind of stuff. I'm like, why do they do games like that? That, like you said, nobody really wants. Well, there's plenty of games out there that nobody really wants that I want. They don't do.
They made Shenmue 3, man.
They didn't make Shining Force anything.
Well,
I mean, they do, but they're garbage fucking titty RPGs now. Like they're
You're
not
selling me.
They're not good. They don't come out in the U.S. either.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them do. The last decent one that came out was called Shining Force Feather.
Yeah.
That was an Atlas production.
Yeah.
But it didn't come in the U.S.
That's too bad.
Ugh, nobody will buy that. I mean, except that, you know, they would. I don't know. It's fucking dumb. It annoys me.
Yeah.
I just wish somebody would make... Remake Shining Force 3, all three scenarios. I think that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
A remaster, because the Sega Saturn versions are horrible looking.
Yeah.
And the voice acting, boy, you think Shenmue's bad. Bear might Arctic Blast.
Oh.
That's Shining Force 3.
That sounds excellent.
It's fucking terrible.
Excuse me. Do you know where I can find a Shining Force 3?
Oh, my God. But... The game itself, like the gameplay, tactical RPG, it's fucking great.
Open my cupboards over here and poke around in there and see if I might have a can of Rotel in there somewhere.
Okay.
left over. I don't know for sure, but it's worth looking in there.
All right, do you have a wooden spoon too?
I have only plastic spoons.
Okay.
Plastic spoons? No, you're looking. Don't worry about it. Never mind. You're looking in the wrong cabinets.
Okay.
The cabinet above the coffee maker. And
yeah,
the.
Has food items in it. That'd be a good place to start.
Yeah, there might be a can of Rotel in there. Anyway, that's been that, and I fucking was painting like a fiend all week. I got my all my Warcry terrain painted up.
Mm, nice.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Some of the best work I've ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. As Fairy said, looks like you like dudes.
Well, you know.
Eh,
what are you going to do?
Whatever.
Nope, I don't see one.
Okay.
I have been watching some television.
Yeah.
Watched a couple of things.
Yeah.
Notably, I started watching The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most interesting thing I think Star Wars has ever done.
Even more interesting than Knights of the Old Republic.
That doesn't count.
Kidding. What do you need now?
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh. Well, fucking peanut gallery.
I know.
Anyway.
It's like when Ben comes on. So I don't want to be on, but I'm going to talk in the background. Shut the fuck up.
God damn it.
Interesting. Yeah. That's all I can say. It's something I actually want to watch.
Colin, is it because you're a massive sexist and hate women?
I don't think about those things.
If the Mandalorian isn't a woman, Star Wars is Nazi.
I mean, the leader of the fucking bounty hunters is a woman.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
How does that not count?
Because all the characters have to be women or it's sexist.
I know. Shut the fuck up, people. You're all idiots.
So is it good, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's directed by Jon Favreau.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Huh. All right.
Dude, it's fucking good.
I might have to check out some Disney Plus.
Like there's the episode where the Jawas steal his fucking ship and like part it out, and he's got to try to get it back. And they're like, well, go and do this thing for us. And he's like, I can't. Oh, because spoilers.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm
curious. He finds a baby Yoda.
Yeah,
which. We just call it Baby Yoda because nobody knows what race Yoda is.
Yeah, that's actually...
He's just Yoda.
That's canonical. Nobody knows what race Yoda is.
Well, he finds a Baby Yoda, and this takes place after the Empire Strikes Back and before The Last Jedi, I believe. Or not The Last Jedi, but The Force Awakens. So it's in between that period.
In between Empire or Jedi and the new
one? All of them.
So in between the old... The
original trilogy and the newest one.
Got it.
So the Empire is gone.
Is the Mandalorian actually a Mandalorian, or is he a Boba Fett clone?
That hasn't said. They keep calling him a Mandalorian.
Does he have a name?
Apollo Creed's in it, and they call Apollo Creed calls him Mando.
Okay. Like, is he in there as... Oh, wait, no, never mind. I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, it's not Billy Dee Williams. Yeah. I know, I thought the same thing. I'm like, whoa! Oh, never mind. It's not the same guy.
I got confused.
Don't worry. I did the same fucking thing.
I'm sorry, I'm racist.
Kind of the same thing. Kind of the same guy. I mean, the mustache is...
Who is he in it?
He's just a dude who gives fucking bounties out. He has all the bounties. The bounty hunters come to him to fucking go, hey, I need a job, and he gives it to him.
And the Mandalorian's a bounty hunter.
Yep.
All right.
And he's...
The Mandalorians were fucking badass in Knights of the Old Republic.
And he's in a guild... You get to meet the guild of the bounty hunters that he's in.
Yeah.
And that's pretty... It's interesting, anyway. But they're pretty badass.
Yeah.
There's still some dudes running around in stormtrooper outfits.
Sure.
And they're all beat to shit looking.
Nice.
Because, you know, the Empire's fucking gone.
Yeah.
But they're not gone, apparently.
Well, no.
It's like an underground resistance, almost, it seems like, at this point. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting.
I might pick that up and check that out.
I mean, $7 a month. It what sucks about it,
yeah.
But I get it, is they're doing like weekly releases of it.
Oh, then I'll just wait till it's out. Wait till it's done.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
That's what I'm going to...
There's a lot of shit on there, though.
Yeah.
$7 a month, it's like...
It's not bad. But I've got so many fucking... Maybe I'll wait till January, because I'm going to get rid of Netflix after December.
Yeah.
Well, because I need to see the end of BoJack Horseman.
Oh.
And then I can get rid of Netflix because BoJack's ending on December 31st.
And they're dropping, I don't think that, I was going to say they're dropping The Office soon too. So I'm not going to need them. I mean, that's the only thing I watch on there.
Why would you ever watch that?
I mean, it's the only thing I watch on there.
Yeah, but it's not good.
That's, you know,
I miss it going to matter work so if it's much. Good. I want to watch a bad show about people at work.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. What a disgusting life Americans live, where work defines them so much that all they watch is television shows about work.
I mean, would you rather play a video game that just made you drive a forklift?
Fuck.
So
while I was actively a forklift operator at the time.
So eat a dick.
Damn it.
You got nothing here.
God damn it.
And I mean, really, that's like the best part of that game.
It really was.
Driving the forklift.
It was just weird because I would drive a forklift all day and then come home and drive a forklift in the video game.
Right.
I was very good at it as a result, though.
I also... Oh, shit. So, Doria had her daughter fucking watch The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Because, again, Disney Plus has a shitload of fucking movies.
Sure,
yeah. They're not all just Disney movies.
No.
So she watched that and loved it and wanted to watch it again the next night. And I'm like, let's watch Rookie of the Year because that's also a great movie.
Come on.
It's fucking funny.
You are.
It's funny.
It's not. You're disgusting.
When's the last time you watched it?
I won't watch it because it's stupid.
Oh, and the other thing I rewatched The Matrix.
Yeah, okay.
Because
let's hear how wrong you were.
Conversation. I'm not wrong, but I'm also... I would say exaggerating a little bit.
A lot of it.
No, not a lot of it. No. It's not a good... It's a fun movie.
It's a fantastic
movie. It's not a great movie.
Oh, you're out of your mind. You're still wrong.
I would say at the time it was a good movie.
At the time, again, it was a revolutionary movie.
There's way too much fucking bad CG in there, dude.
There's hardly any CG
That's fucking horse shit. There's a ton of it.
It's just the robots.
It's just the robots. It's just the fucking... what was the thing that fucking the liquid metal part? They did that. That was like worse than Terminator 2 somehow, even though it was 8 years later.
It was supposed to look silly because
it wasn't.
When he was getting swallowed by the mirror?
Yeah.
Because it was the program collapsing around him him collapsing out of the program.
Really? No.
Yeah, it worked. Eh. It made sense.
Nope.
I think you're being nitpicky to try to prove your fucking point because you're a stubbornness idiot.
It's not really a great movie, though.
It's fine.
It's not great.
It's one of the 100 best movies of all time.
You're fucking high. It's not.
Yeah. I'm not.
I can think of 1,000 movies better than it.
Name 99.
I mean, I'll come up with a list next week.
Right now.
Next week, I'll come up with a list. I mean, Apocalypse Now.
That's one. You got 98 to go.
Basically every war movie
Saving Christ.
Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan is...
Saving Ryan's Privates.
I'm gonna go full Colin over here. That movie is too long.
War movies are supposed to be long.
Saving Private Ryan is like 17 hours long.
It's not.
And the only good part of it is the beginning when everybody's getting murked on Omaha Beach.
You're fucking high.
The rest of it is just Lord of the Rings. Oh. Dudes walking through the fucking jungle.
What the fuck is wrong with Lord of the Rings, asshole? Those are great movies.
Those are too long, too. How could you like Lord of the Rings and hate every other movie?
Because they're actually good movies.
Oh my God, you're so dumb.
There's a difference when a movie is long and not good.
Then why
and
do you just bitch about
good?
The length of the movies when that's not the problem?
I'm not just bitching about that.
That's always your, it's too long.
It's too long for a not great movie. It's too long for a fucking Batman movie. I don't need to sit in the theater for 3 hours to watch.
Oh, you're wrong. The Dark Knight is one
Bane
of the...
talking to a cop.
Oh, that movie was bad, though. The length
That's
had
the
nothing
fucking
to
point.
Do with it.
If it was an hour and a half, I wouldn't have hated it near as fucking much.
Really?
Yes,
go
really.
Watch Batman and Robin and tell me you don't hate it as much.
Well, those movies
What?
Were, those movies were
The movie's
fucking...
an hour and 20 minutes, Colin. You should love it.
I don't think... It's not like...
Yeah, it's because the movie
is
terrible.
You have a brain that's not comprehending what I'm trying to say.
I think you have a brain that's not comprehending what you're trying to say because The Dark Knight is a masterpiece.
It's a great movie.
And it's the same length.
No.
So the problem isn't
the
length.
7 hours, dude.
So is The Dark. The Dark Knight is almost 3 hours long.
Let's look this up.
I think it's 2.5 hours before Two-Face shows up, and then it's another 30 minutes after that.
Yeah, but again, it's a good movie.
Yeah, that's my point. Heath Ledger made that. Is irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant when it's not. Again, if it's a good movie, it's fine.
Yeah.
Most of these movies aren't good.
1 minute is too many.
How many times are you going to watch all these Marvel movies that are over 2 hours long?
Never, but they were fine once.
Yeah, but they're not great movies.
But you know what I'm not going to spend 45 minutes doing? Watching an Adam Sandler movie. I don't care if it's 20 minutes long. I'm not watching it. So an Adam Sandler movie could be 10 minutes or 6 hours long, and it's the same to me.
I mean, I guess that's true. 2 hours and 32 minutes for The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises. Let's see. 2 hours, 45 minutes. Wow. Boom! It's longer and like 10 times worse.
I mean, it is 10 times worse.
Fucking, well, and that's a bad way to put it because The Dark Knight was actually just a good movie.
Well, The Dark Knight is one of... It's
one of the few superhero movies
that's also film.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree. But that's just it. Like, how often do those things kind of fucking intertwine?
Twice that I can think... Oh, three times that I can think of.
I heard this new Joker movie is one of those.
The Joker is one of them. Probably that movie. And then I would say The Crow.
Oh my God, The Crow is so good.
Yeah.
I don't think that was long enough.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe the first Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
the first Ninja Turtles is a legitimately good movie, like on accident. At the time, it was the highest grossing independent film of all time. Did you know that?
Yeah, I started watching that Toys That Made Us.
Oh my God, dude. They're like, hey, we're going to do some new episodes of Toys That Made Us, and this season we're going to focus on Trevor specifically.
Yeah, especially the My Little Pony episode.
They did Ninja Turtles and wrestling action figures.
I haven't watched the wrestling one. I watched the Power Rangers one, which...
I haven't watched the Power Rangers one yet.
Saban was a fucking genius. I didn't realize Saban was just a dude.
Yeah.
And he's a billionaire because he's really goddamn smart and knows how to market.
Like, I didn't realize there were 15 seasons of that show before the Power Rangers season in America.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize how many different Power Rangers there were.
Oh, yeah. Every season is a new set of... Well, in Japan, every Sentai season is a completely new story. Like, they're like serial or no. What is that? Anthology? That's like an anthology.
But one of the
series.
Things... So, apparently, Saban decided to sell the Power Rangers, the licensing.
Yeah.
To, I think it was Disney.
Yeah.
And Disney didn't know what the fuck they were doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And were like, we're not making, we lost money on this. So they went to sell it. And he's like, oh, I'll buy it back at a fraction of what you paid me for it.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, just take it.
Brilliant.
And now he's making billions again.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking genius.
Well, it costs,
goddamn.
It costs him less than nothing to make because it's all done in Japan.
Well, yeah.
And so he just buys the stock footage from Japan and then mixes in teenagers barely acting.
Yeah, he made a deal with them, I guess, years back to do that. It's fucking genius, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's
fucking
awesome.
Power Rangers has never been a good show,
no!
But it's always been a fun show.
It's always been super bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kimberly was hot, so pink Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't realize there was... They did a few seasons of that.
There were two.
Was it just two?
I think it was two.
It could be.
Because whenever...
And I watched them a lot.
Whenever the movie... Well, because then they became Power Rangers Zeo, which was different. And then whenever the movie came out, they became something else. Because, like, after season two, they changed to Power Rangers Zeo because parents were like, but you can't say morphine because kids will think you're doing morphine. And then I think Power Rangers Ninja, but that cast lasted longer than any other cast because they morphed them into the Power Rangers Zeo.
Oh.
So they used the new Power, they used the new Sentai footage, but.
Same
American
people.
Cast.
Okay, I got you.
Well, except for Kimberly was replaced by Kat at some point.
Because, I mean, all that really matters is selling the Power Rangers in their uniforms. Who gives a fuck about the rest of it? Nobody.
Right. Nobody.
Literally nobody.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the giant robots. Everybody just wants to see the giant robots punch rubber monsters.
Yeah.
It's like a Godzilla fucking versus Ultraman movie every week. What kid isn't going to love that?
I can't think of any.
Right.
There was a James Rolfe, angry video game nerd, he never got into the Power Rangers growing up.
Well, yeah.
But anyway,
I mean,
he was a huge Godzilla fan.
Sure.
And people were like, you should probably watch the Power Rangers. So he went through and watched all the Super Sentai and watched the Power Rangers. He's like, oh,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
And like, again, it's not good.
No.
But it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Like, I was I think 12 when it started, or 13. So yeah. I aged out of it pretty quick.
Right.
But still, it was fun.
Some of those toys were fucking dope, dude.
I wish I owned the Dragon Zord. I used to have a Dragon Zord.
I had a cousin who had a Dragon Zord. It was fucking awesome.
I
might
buy one some. It's the only one I want.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about anything else, but I want the Dragon Sure. Zord because it's just neat looking.
Right.
And it lights up and plays the little song, I think, when you push a button. Burr, 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 burr.
So yeah, I did those things. And again, let's not mistake it. It's not that the movies are long that I don't like them. It's that the movies aren't good and long that I don't like them.
It's weird that you would...
They're not great.
It's weird that it would bother you. It's weird to me that you don't mind watching bad movies as long as they're under 2 hours. I think that's my problem with your argument. It's still a bad movie.
I get, yeah.
But your arguments always boil down to it was too long.
Well, no.
Which means you don't care about the quality.
Trevor, it's not that it was a bad movie. Like,
Dark Knight Rises was a bad movie.
No, I understand that. But again, like, most of these Marvel movies are fine, but a lot of them are just, they're unnecessarily too long.
I think I like that the Marvel movies are too long.
Just to fucking argue with me.
No. Because I'm only going to watch them once. And if I'm going to go to the theater and spend $15 or $20 after snacks to watch this movie, I better get at least 2.5 hours of entertainment out of it.
I think that's another thing, is I don't like sitting at a theater for 2.5 fucking hours.
That's fair. I do.
Because they're comfortable. Especially, like, I'm tall.
The recliners?
My fucking legs hang off the end of them and it's still just uncomfortable as shit.
Maybe you shouldn't be such a fucking mutant.
Well, you know, whatever. I guess.
All right.
Just also, now it's to the point where those fucking recliners are so beat to shit everywhere you go. The fucking headrests are all cracked and got fucking Jerry Curl juice all over them.
Wow.
That's
Jesus.
Soul glow.
Just let your soul right. glow.
That's what I was going at. I wasn't trying to be racist.
I mean,
I was trying to be fucking...
referential?
Yes.
God damn.
Didn't work.
Family stands up and there's just the stains on the couch.
Stains on the back of the couch. I saw this clip last night. It was fucking Dave Chappelle talking about when he first met Kanye West.
Yeah.
This was like from 2014 or something. So people weren't angry at Kanye yet.
Yeah.
I don't think Dave Chappelle would be angry at him though. No. But anyway, he was apparently when he first met him, they were fucking, he was, unlike the editing set or whatever of the Chappelle show.
Yeah.
And it was right after the Jay-Z's Black Album came out. And, you know, he's like, I didn't know who this guy was, but we were listening to him, Common, and somebody else. And they're all listening to Jay-Z's The Black Album, which Kanye produced.
Yeah.
And there's a part in one song. Jay-Z goes, something about the beat. Kanye, you did it again. You were genius. And he said, Kanye West stood up and was like, you hear that? Stop it and rewind it. And he was like, who the fuck is this guy? And then he goes on and they're sitting there and they're watching like deleted scenes or something from the Chappelle show that's unreleased. And he gets a phone call. Kanye gets a phone call. And he's like, no, I can't do that. I'm watching unreleased footage from the Chappelle show. Oh. Because my life is dope and I do dope shit.
Yeah. Love it.
Fucking great. Just funny.
It is.
I had one. I had a couple of things I wanted to just screenshots here. There was a thing I saw. Somebody posted, I wish Gen X and older millennials were given more space to talk about the impact of the recession on our lives. Wiped out savings, career paths diverted, home ownership delayed, debt everywhere we turn, the feeling of being perpetually behind what your parents accomplished.
Yes.
I've discovered the problem there.
Yeah.
They had parents who accomplished things.
Go read the comments on there.
I don't have the comments.
Aww.
I didn't have the original post. So somebody just posted it on their own. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't linked from anywhere.
No. Read the comments on the one that person posted. Look on their page.
There wasn't any.
Oh. It must be a different person you saw post that then.
Probably. Because they posted it today.
Yes. I know.
No. Well, I saw it yesterday too. Now we'll see. Maybe it turned into a shit show. Oh, I guess it did.
Just start at the second comment, because that's all that mean. Look, I just want you to read my response, because I'm funny, goddammit.
I am often told to get an education without even being asked if I have one, with honors. What are the odds of that everyone born between 81 and 86 are just a bunch of lazy, entitled morons? 1 to 1.
Nobody's responded to my 1 to 1. Those are the odds, though. I keep waiting, hoping. I've been checking it ever since I posted it, wanting somebody to be.
But
mad
yeah,
at me.
You know what? It did suck. It sucked for everybody.
Yeah. Didn't suck for me. I'm doing great. I don't know what the fuck everybody else did wrong, man, but I fucking solved it.
You know what everybody else did wrong? They went to college expecting to get fucking high-paying jobs out of it.
That was stupid. You know what I did? I got a shitty job right out of high school, and I stayed at it until I'm dead. But I own a house.
Yeah, that's good. So I saw this post from Becky Lynch on Instagram.
Yeah.
She said, there was magic in the air at Full Sail tonight. And a lack of deodorant.
God damn it. Dude.
Here's another story.
I fucking watched, before we get off wrestling, I fucking watched the War Games last night.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens is so good.
Yeah, we know this.
I hope he goes back to NXT for realsies. Yeah. So they were doing war. I don't know if you know what War Games are. It was an old WCW pay-per-view. Mm. But the way it is two people start kind of like the Royal Rumble, and then there's two teams kind of like this. It's like if we mix the Survivor Series and the Royal Rumble in a steel cage, but there's also two rings for some reason. So there's two rings with a cage around both of them.
Why wouldn't there be?
Two people start in, and then there's two teams, and every couple minutes, another member from alternating teams comes out. And the match doesn't officially start until everybody's people are out there. So it's just like 10 minutes of people kicking the shit out of each other, and then the last person comes out. Well, Team Ciampa was down a man, so like, who's the fourth man for Team Ciampa going to be? And then like they're like, ah, ha, ha, there isn't, when it was the Undisputed Era versus Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, and this guy named Dominic Dijakovic is 6'7" and a powerhouse.
They should just call him the giant guy.
Keith Lee is a 6'2", like 350-pound fat black dude who can do fucking flippy shit like Rey Mysterio. It's insane to watch.
So he's bad.
He's awesome. He's fucking awesome. God, I hate you.
I'm just saying.
No, he's real good.
Could have picked somebody else to compare him to.
Okay. Imagine Ray Jr.'s flippy shit in his prime, but by a fucking 320, by fucking like Vader or some shit.
I mean, I guess he did Hurricane Ranas, and that's about it.
I mean, like
did.
His top rope, like anything. It's crazy, dude.
He sucked.
I'm not arguing that he sucked.
I mean, but you're kind of saying he's good. If he was a 300-pound black man, he's good.
I'm saying if he wasn't tiny, he'd be incredible.
What I'm saying is that you're handicapping your.
That's fair. You're right.
Yeah.
So he's better than that. Anyway, and then Tommaso Ciampa was their team captain or whatever.
You're being ableist. That was it.
That's fair. Anyway, their secret fourth member was Kevin Owens, and he came out and immediately started wrestling like he was in NXT again. And it was awesome. Like the stiffest fucking power bombs you've ever seen. Crazy fucking moves that he hasn't been allowed to do in years because they don't want to see a fat guy out wrestling Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, please put him back on NXT and I'll watch it every fucking Wednesday. He's so good. Kevin Owens is fucking the best wrestler working today. Vince McMahon needs to die.
Because he's got no fucking eye for actual talent.
I watched
He just likes big sweaty men.
I watched War Games last night and I'm like, dude, Survivor Series is going to be dog shit after this. How do they follow this up? Why isn't this the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Why the fuck isn't Triple H booking SmackDown? Because it would be fucking
because Vince McMahon is still alive, Trevor.
He needs to not be. I love Vince McMahon, but he needs to retire and just focus on the XFL.
So here's a story. Plank record broken by woman who held it for 4 hours. And it goes on the rest of the story. It just says that she broke the world record for holding a plank.
Okay. I mean, that's fucking incredible.
George Hood said that was in June 14th, 2019.
Okay.
June 29th, 2018. George Hood sets world record with 10-hour long plank.
Holy shit.
A year before that.
Yeah.
And neither of these say, like, for a man or for a woman.
Yeah.
They say break record.
Dude, I can't do a plank for 30 seconds. According to
the Guinness
seconds.
Book of World Records, the world record for longest time in an abdominal plank position is 8 hours, 1 minute by somebody in Beijing, some Chinese person, set in 2016. I don't understand. Records are meaningless.
Yes.
Like, I set a record for picking my nose. I mean, there's no...
No, yeah. It's just... So you have your name in the book.
No. But, like, I just don't... Like, shut the fuck up. That's not a record. She didn't break a record. She didn't break anything.
That's fair. I'm not arguing with that. Of course not.
I don't...
I mean, I can't plank for more than a few minutes.
Well, most people can't.
Or a few seconds, but...
Yeah, most
it's fucking hard.
Most people are like that.
I did a 30-second plank yesterday morning, and by the end of it, I was, like, dying and needed a bowl of ice cream.
I saw this last week. Every once in a while, I get ads for things, and it's like, ooh, you can get a Sega Dreamcast for $19, and it's a black one. Check it out, Trevor.
Okay. Oh.
Somebody was mad they didn't have the Sega Sports Edition, so yeah. They sharpied a Dreamcast.
I mean, if you want a black Dreamcast, I have an airbrush. We can take the shell off.
I have a Sega Sports Dreamcast, so I don't need it. It's just, I thought that was fucking funny.
I like the white one. They're kind of weird, off-white, beige-ish.
I would like the black one better if it didn't have the big Sega Sports logo on it.
I agree.
Yeah, but
what are you going to do?
Right. Nothing. Literally nothing about it.
I mean, it's probably in a box in a closet somewhere.
I also think that somebody should, since like that one company's come out and up the Retro Fighters has come out and made the updated Nintendo 64 controller.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to make an updated Dreamcast controller.
They did. It's called the Xbox controller.
Well, that's what I'm saying is they need to make a fucking Xbox controller.
For the Dreamcast?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's one game worth playing on that console, and you have it on the Xbox One, so...
That's not true. There's more than one game.
Yeah, the other one was Resident Evil Code Veronica, and that's on everything. Waiting for the third game. List me the third game. Is it...
Sega Sports Bass Fishing.
Okay. You win.
Those games were fun as was fuck that with that little that
came
ring.
Yes! Okay, with the fucking fishing rod controller.
I would say semen, but it's not actually a good game.
No.
It's just kind of neat.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre. But if you really like sports games, those 2K sports games that came out on the Dreamcast are still probably the best sports games ever made.
Well, I think 2K5 came out on everything, so you've got that one that holds the legacy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess, whatever. It's fine. But yeah, it's...
But also, I wouldn't go back and play a 20-year-old football game.
No, it's... Well, no, I mean, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. That'd be like playing... You could play as Tom Brady in his fucking... Like, his prime... Wait, his prime's been like 20 years now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Shit. I don't know.
I can still do that.
Right. Well, damn it. Never mind then.
All right. You want me to read some emails?
Yeah,
and
go
then
for
we
it.
Can get out of here?
Go for it.
If you want to try it.
Go for
if
it.
You want, if you want to write in, the email address is loudneighbors@outlook.com. We've got three. Well, we've got four, but one of them was from Matt because he... Between the him listening to the last episode and us recording the next episode, he thought we missed his email, so he resent it. But I'm like, no, dude, we talked about it. Don't worry. It's just we're bad at getting things out up in a timely fashion. So speaking of, I started reading his book. Did you start reading his book, Colin?
Yeah.
It's good so far. I'm enjoying it.
I'm not very far into
it. I've read chapter one, but so far... He's too smart for me, kind of, because like I'm like.
It reminds me of
every now and then I have to look up a word.
It reminds me of. I kind of feel like I'm in Morrowind.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm one chapter in so far, but but I want to read more, and that's already a good sign. I haven't just put the book down, so when I finish it, we'll do a book review. All right, here's the three other emails. One from Fleer. He says, I'm alive. I'm still a listener.
Good.
Trevor, on the most recent episode, you thought Colin bought his house in February, but he bought his in October. I bought my house in February. Maybe you were confused with me. It was a lucky break, though, because the weather was actually nice when I moved. Maybe. I still think it was just because I got the freezing rain. I just assumed February for some reason.
Usually it's not freezing rain in February. It's just freezing cold.
Look, I'm a senile old man with fucking early onset dementia. Leave me alone.
And it's probably true.
I started watching the new episodes of The Simpsons on Hulu. I'm sorry. They are on season 31 or something. That sounds right. Debuted in 89. Mm-hmm.
I've been watching old episodes. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Old episodes are.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I've been watching. Started on season 3.
They are on season 31 or something, and this show is straight up unwatchable. I watched the Halloween episode this year, and I didn't laugh.
Yeah, it needs to fucking die.
It won't. They're looking for some record that they're looking for whatever the last record they haven't broke is, or to be unbeatable because they're afraid of South Park keep going if they stop. I bet.
That's a weird thing to.
They put too much.
Nobody's fucking watching it though.
Yeah, but the money's already spent.
Yes. South Park's actually funny.
Yeah. I watched two episodes, and one of them I have no idea what the plot even was. I feel like there was no story. It was nothing but how many references to pop culture things can we throw into the show? Even worse than the Family Guy parody that South Park did. Yeah, it's just basically like Scary Movie or fucking Date Movie or Epic Movie. That's what The Simpsons has become. They should just call it Simpsons Movie. Fuck that show.
I watched a Simpsons movie the other day.
Is it good?
It was funny.
I watched it once in the theater.
It was 2006 is when that came out. I know. So it was still end of when they were decent.
I guess. They were fucking 10 years after I stopped watching them at that point.
It's pretty funny, though.
I saw it in the theater, and I'm like, yeah, that's The Simpsons.
I mean, there's
they showed Bart's dick, I guess.
Oh, yeah. There's a scene where fucking they're going through this, like, hole in the ground to get out of somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're getting chased by everybody in Springfield, and Homer's going down last, and he's just going, ooh.
Yeah.
And then he gets stuck.
All I remember is Spider Pig. Yeah. I don't know, man. They came out after the South Park movie, and it's like,
right.
What are you going to do, man? You can't compete with Uncle Fucker.
Fucking Windows 98. Get Bill Gates in here.
What are you going to do? You don't have the edge.
Well, it is faster. It's 40% faster. God damn it.
Speaking of South Park, I haven't watched anything from the new episodes yet, and I need to.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not South Park. It was Tegrity Farms.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that season ended. I support Colin's idea of doing ribs for Thanksgiving. I deep fried a couple of turkeys in October, and those came out pretty good as well.
Deep fried turkey's the best fucking thing. I just don't want to fucking do it.
Yeah, that's fair. Sounds like work.
It sounds like dangerous is what it... I mean, if you're not stupid...
Yeah. Well, then we're out.
Right. Right. But have you ever had deep fried turkey?
I don't know.
It's the best thing.
I have whatever.
You know how, you like your smoked turkey legs? Fuck your smoked turkey legs.
Okay. Do I like my smoked turkey legs?
I mean, that's what you're getting from the fucking... The Renaissance Festival. I'm pretty sure those are smoked.
Okay.
Fried turkey legs are...
All right.
Yeah.
My question for you this week. What flavor is pink Starburst? It's pink. I could have sworn my whole life that it was pink lemonade. Yesterday we discussed it at work when I learned it's actually strawberry. I even went out to buy some Starburst to eat a pink one and learned it is indeed strawberry. Yeah. Did the flavor change? Has my whole life been a lie up until this point?
No, it's always been questioning strawberry.
Questioning my existence. Here's what happened, Fleer. You shifted dimensions. It happens. Like when I found out... that what the fuck was that word? I recently found out wasn't a word, and I've been saying it wrong the whole time.
One of those. Yeah, I don't remember. Doesn't matter.
Anyway, yeah, you just switched dimensions. It was pink lemonade wherever you're from. Welcome to where you are now.
It's always been strawberry here.
It's always been strawberry here, but probably not where you're from. fuck, what was that word? It's going to drive me nuts. I just read it in the book the other, and he says it in his book, and I'm like, that's not how that word was written my whole life.
It's fine.
Second email from Mimsy. Way to spoil South Park. Did I read this one already?
Mm-mm.
What's the joke with Tegrity Farms? It's integrity.
Because he's got Tegrity.
Because he's got Tegrity. Yes, Kinko Spiral Bounds books. Do it. I'm going to do that. Did you bring my fucking rule book back, you son of a bitch?
I was reading it.
You were not.
I was.
Name one word in the book.
Yes.
The Brits don't ever say yes. John Wick is an amazing actor. Fuck you, Colin.
I do want to watch the John Wick movies. I've never seen them.
Whoa. He just goes, whoa. That's all.
But I hear they're pretty good.
Yeah, so do I. I've not seen them either.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Nicolas Cage is a terrible actor, but Mandy was amazing because he just embraces the fact that he's bad.
I need to see that.
Like, when you're self-aware, I'm okay with you being terrible.
That's fair.
That's all there is to it.
Watch Good Omens on Prime. Cheers, Mim. I kind of want to see Good Omens. It's got Tenet in it.
Yeah.
And our last one is from April. She says, Peter Stormare. Hi, just writing in to say Peter Stormare is the guy from Prison Break, and he plays Berlin in The Blacklist. Sincerely, April.
Oh my God, I've never heard of any of these.
What is wrong with you? You should watch...
I should watch TV.
Yeah,
I should do.
Instead of doing anything functional or useful with your life, you should watch television.
I watch things in the background pretty much, except for The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way for most of it. But also I've seen...
That's why I don't try new shit, because I'm like, I got other things I can do right now, so yeah. I don't want to put anything I need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
You got anything else?
Just keep watching The Office.
Colin?
No, I'm good. I got everything out I wanted to say.
We got to run to the store.
To the store.
As you always.
Ribs as a side for Thanksgiving.
Five words that you've always pronounced wrong. Let me see if I can find it. I gotta remember what this fucking word is. I don't need six fucking paragraphs build up to the five words. Just list me the five words. No, it's not Wednesday. It's not in this one. Fuck it. Never mind. God damn it. It's going to drive me fucking nuts until I remember what word this was. Somebody write in and tell me what word it was, because I know I talked about it on this podcast. Anyway, Fleer, welcome to this universe. I hope not too much else has changed for you. Do you remember that time you dyed your hair blonde? Did you do that in your universe too? All right. I'm done.